children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. I hope you all are doing well out there tonight. This show is brought to you by our excellent sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. You can find them at www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. And they have all natural, organic, nutritional skincare, which is really kind of interesting. I keep saying that it goes back to when we were kids and we smeared food all over our faces and absorbed it that way. Kind of the same thing, but it's not as messy. I promise you that. And it doesn't leave a residue, which is really kind of nice. So if you haven't tried that, please do try it. They are wonderful people. They make a great product, and it's inexpensive. What more could you ask for? So tonight, excuse me a moment while I itch my ear here. Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. I was thinking about what I wanted to do, and it occurred to me that many people, excuse me while I take a sip here, it's one of those things. The subject that I'm going to talk about is all about the throat. But one of the things I want to start with is a lot of people are telling me that in the last couple of days, if it could go wrong, it did. So all of you out there that are having one of those weeks, and I'm included, I'm waving my hand up and waving at myself because it's been one of those weeks, and not the whole week. Mine just started today. Other people, it started a couple days ago. So I'm not quite sure what's going on with the energy as far as that goes, but it's very strange, and I'm not liking it. So I'm betting that you guys aren't either. So if you would, if you'd like to call in or shoot me a message on the fast chat, we'll talk about that for a little bit. And, of course, our toll-free number is 888-228-4494. And, again, that's 888-228-4494. Or the direct line is 530-776-5144. And, again, that direct line is 530-776-5144. And you can find those numbers on the right side of the index page. You know, when you put in bbsradio.com, if you look under Station 2, those are all of the lines that are available. So if you have some pithy comment that you would like to make tonight, please feel free to call in and, you know, talk about what's going on in your life. I know that usually when I come up with these things, everybody else is going through the same thing. And it was funny because I was having absolutely no problem with my throat today. And as soon as I started thinking about doing this on the throat chakra, it started to get kind of hoarse. And I went, that's interesting. And then it kind of froze up on me a minute ago. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little thing to have happen. Because, like I said, I haven't had any problem with it prior to this show. And so I find that fascinating. So what we're going to do tonight is talk a little bit about what happens with the throat. And I'm going to take you through a throat meditation. We'll do that a little bit later. The first thing I want to talk about is, what do you think is going on? You know, what's happening in your lives? I know that, you know, I'm not paying quite as much attention to it myself this week because I'm involved in this writer's retreat. If you heard Tom Bird when he was on talking about the Write Your Book in 8 Days, that's where I'm at. And so it's been quite fascinating to go through this process for a second time. And it's enlightening, to say the least. And so I've been very, very focused on writing this book, and it's a novel, so it's, you know, not something that I have ever written before, because I, you know, I'm pretty much nose to the grindstone medical and spiritual. So with what I'm doing now, it's very different, and it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. But I just put in my query letter at about midnight, and I have already had 6 positive replies. So that's pretty interesting. So we'll see where it goes from here. And Carla, today's topic is, if everything could go wrong, it has. And this is not just me. Mine just started this morning. It was very strange. But I was just talking to some people throughout the day and at the grocery store and things, and everybody was telling me, oh, my God, I don't know what happened, but the last couple of days have been horrible. Everything that could go wrong did. And normally when everybody is going through that kind of thing, it's definitely an energetic thing. And I find myself, when the energy switches to something that's a little odd, I'll start dropping things. And so today I was doing that. I kept dropping things, and I thought, for crying out loud, what the heck is wrong with me? And I got to the retreat, and I was a little bit late, and so I was trying to set up, and I was dropping things. And then I had to go someplace, and when I came back, everybody was deep into writing their books. And so what did I do? I dropped my water container that was empty and was hard plastic, and it dropped onto the wooden floor with a resounding crash. I just kind of stood there and went, oh. I was like, sorry, guys, you know, didn't mean to, like, rip everybody out of their reveries and their revelations and while they're writing their books. But that's basically what I want to talk about today, because, you know, all this stuff comes to my attention so that we can realize that we're all in this together. And, you know, people start blaming themselves and calling themselves names and things like that when they go through this stuff. It's really not your fault, okay? So don't immediately jump to the conclusion that there's something wrong with you. And, you know, start looking around and seeing what other people are experiencing too, because 9 times out of 10, if something weird happens like that, it's not just you. Everybody's going through it. And if everybody's going through it, then it's an energetic change on the planet for some reason. It could be something as simple as a geomagnetic storm caused by solar flares. And, you know, it can be something that's in the air. It can be that something's happening on the other end of the world that has people really upset. And it'll upset the vibes with us, because there's really no distance, you know. So, yeah, let me look at the fast chat for a minute here. And, I agree with you. I'm tired of working my butt off and not getting anywhere, too. And, yes, if you're really having a hard time and very angry, then maybe you should just stick to the fast chat there. That's pretty funny. Yeah, just, you know, let's feel free about at least fast chatting about what's going on. So our friend in England apparently had a day like that a week ago. And I don't know if anybody here was experiencing that a week ago. Maybe it's a rolling Murphy's day, you know, Murphy's Law. You know, if anything can go wrong, it will. So, you know, perhaps we're having Rolly Murphy's laws. They're just rolling through the planet. It's some strange new program that the governments of the world are testing to see how they can screw up our lives more. I don't know. It was pretty strange. Yeah, so I think we are... Yeah, everybody's having some kind of a problem. So 3 weeks ago, too. You know, and I'm not quite sure what that's about. I haven't seen anything about it. And, you know, I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it happening all over the place yet. But, you know, I have this tendency to go around and make an observation, and then everybody goes, hey, yeah, I hadn't thought about it, but that's been going on in my life, too. So I'm wondering if what we're going through is actually some kind of an energetic change, making our muscles and our nerve system not work quite so well together. Or maybe it's from the chemtrails. I don't know. But something is weird. You know, I'm normally fairly coordinated and always have been. And so for me to start dropping things and, you know, being clumsy with things and, you know, tripping over my own feet, that's really not normal. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are just the same way. Of course, there's also some people that keep telling me what klutzes they are, so I guess they wouldn't notice if anything was different. Maybe it would be just the degree. Yeah, thanks, Dominic. Maybe the people on the Facebook will have something to say. I know I haven't seen too many people saying anything about it, but I have definitely heard them lately. So I think the best thing that we can do when things get like that is to go into a quiet space, you know, go into a peaceful meditation and really kind of remind your body that the spirit is supposed to be working in the body and the ego and all the body monitors are supposed to be looking to the spirit for direction. And, you know, we forget that. We get busy. We go out and we do our things. We work. We play. You know, we deal with crises. We try to help others that are dealing with crises. And we kind of forget that really the body is a biological vehicle or an organic computer. And so if you think of your body as being like a car, but with a brain that thinks for itself, and then you as the driver, then maybe it makes a little bit more sense. So my question is always, what do you need, body? What's really going on? What are you upset about that all of these things are happening? Because I don't believe that it's a curse somebody put on you. I think it's basically that, especially when it's happening to everybody, you know, it's obviously not something just with you. So what's really happening is we're tapping into something that we don't normally have to deal with. And Dominic says 28th of September, people were complaining about things. So, you know, what are we tapping into? And, you know, as I'm writing this book that I'm working on right now, it reminded me of some things that were going on during this time period that I'm addressing in the book. And my explanation for shadow people and things like that, strange-looking things that cross over, you see them out of the corner of your eyes, my explanation for that is that they're occupying the exact same space that we are. The difference is that we're operating at different frequencies. So we don't normally see them, and they don't normally see us. So I think that may be what's happening, is we're having a lot of bleed-through. And we have Carla is on the line. Hey, Carla.
Hey, Dr. V, this is Carla. You said something about we can call in.
Absolutely.
About what's on our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to say it in a nice way, but you know all about me. You know all the mm-hmm. BS and that. But I guess my bitch or whatever you want to call it is I'm just getting where I had enough of working my butt off and not mm-hmm. getting anything. I'm you know, I try to treat people the way I would like to be treated, you know, try to sow the right seeds. I've done, you know, in fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday saying I spent all my waking hours focusing on, you know, taking my life to the next level to the point I don't even know how to have fun anymore because it's like that's not in my realm anymore because all my waking hours are doing whatever. And in fact, I was telling Mike tonight, I says, you know what? I says, if you don't have a 9-to-5 job or something, and you're getting paid for your time, you might not be the multimillionaire or whatever. And that I'm seeing a lot of these companies that give you an opportunity to be self-employed, but it's like they're setting up business models for us to be working for nothing. We're planting seeds. We're trying mm-hmm. to help people, trying to do whatever. And it's like, hey, guys, my purpose of calling in, hey, guys, This is America. We're already experiencing third world. If you're not working 9 to 5, we're already experiencing third world countries, slave labor, baby. I haven't made money in 10 years, and I'm pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem with a lot of things that are going on right now. But you know what? This is going to sound really weird, but it had to happen. You know, and thank God it's finally happening, because a lot of us have seen it coming for a long time. The problem is that you can't get Americans off of their comfortable butts unless you do something to make them so uncomfortable that they have no choice. Because people have gotten into that that state of, you know, yeah, give me the foods that I want, give me the alcohol or the drugs or whatever, give me the TV, don't bother me, you know, let me go buy my toys. And if all that grinds to a halt, that's when we pay attention. And so spiritually, this had to happen. You know, otherwise, why are we here? We're just spinning our wheels. So what you're seeing is that the people that own the world are tightening the thumb screws, okay? And they're making it harder and harder and harder because they are so greedy and so nasty that, first of all, they don't give a rat's behind what we think about anything because they think they're superior. Secondly, they have an entitlement issue. They think they are entitled to everything, including our labor. The only way that's going to stop is if everybody sits up and says, I don't think so, and gets in their face. Mm-hmm. And the only way that's going to happen is if people get so uncomfortable that they would rather die than to have to put up with their lives the way they are. And I hate to say that, but,
well,
you know,
that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I mean, if I had the guts, I'd blow my head off. Because I've had enough. I'm doing everything everybody's telling me to do, to the point where we don't even have enough food in our house this week. Because we can't afford it.
Well, you know.
And I'm doing everything. And yeah. I'm working on 5 different projects. What I'm pissed at is, I feel like I got myself in a hole and I can't get myself out, because all I get from everybody is, well, this is how you screwed up. You did this wrong, you did that wrong, and you had to learn this lesson, you had to do this and you did that. But then they're not doing what they're telling me that I should be doing and stuff. And it's like I just feel like I just can't get a grip. I mean, and you know all the stuff that I've been through. You've seen all this stuff. I mean, Dr. V, I've spent every last dime I've had, and then some. I have a $25,000 school loan out in that now that I never had, because I'm trying to improve myself in another way. And all I'm doing is in that, these guys are just running over me. Oh, well, this is an education, and you can work and do this, and we'll pay you a little bit. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, first of all, let me go to first things first. When the situations are like they are, and people start saying, I'm just going to end it, you know, and they may be kidding, but my response to that is always, you know, why would you end yourself instead of the people that are causing the problem? Now, that's just me. You know, I've always joked about, hey, I'm homicidal, not suicidal, you know, and you know, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but when you see movies like V for Vendetta, you start to get it. And what this country is doing, and in fact what the owners of the world are doing, is they're priming everybody for V for Vendetta. Okay? They're priming us, all of us. They think that they're going to tighten the screws down, and it's going to be over, and they're going to control everything. That's why they've done all the chemtrailing. That's why they're doing the vaccines. And then after that comes the stuff through HGTV channels or holographic images, you know, because they want to have complete, total control over the slave class. It's what they consider all of us. They are so greedy that that's the only way that they think that, you know, we should be allowed to live. So my point in this whole thing is like, look, people, it's time to wake the hell up. You cannot sit there any longer and complain. You're going to have to do whatever it is. And, you know, the grassroots or Tea Party type things are starting to work. And if you go to prisonplanet.com and look at Alex Jones and what he's doing, and listen to his reporting, and listen to the people who have their finger on the pulse of the financial world, of the legal world, and things like that, and you will see that the Tea Parties are starting to have some effect. Because now they're starting to see that people are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. This is a really dangerous time, okay? We have to tread this fine line between rioting and having the military sent out and martial law, which would be a really bad thing. So let's avoid that, okay? And between that and between laying down and just taking it, let's avoid that too. So what I'm suggesting is that people actually take some responsibility for whatever they're dealing with in their lives. Figure out how you can mount your protest in a way that is not going to get you jailed or killed, and or, you know, get martial law instituted. But, you know, start standing up, you know, start speaking from your truth, which is why the last half of this show is going to be a throat chakra meditation. We have to speak our truth. And we know the truth way better than the people that own this world do. They think they know. And they may know some secrets about how we got here from the reptilians and all that other kind of stuff. And they may know when the world's scheduled to end because, you know, stuff's coming they don't want us to know about, because then we wouldn't work. You know, so they think they know what's really going on, but they're not in touch with the spiritual. You know, when you're looking at the spiritual plan, all this stuff makes sense. So then the question becomes, okay, how do we survive? Well, you know what? There are food banks out there, and you don't pay anything for your food. And if you have to do that, do it. Find out where the food banks are. They're usually run by churches. If you have a problem with your car and you just can't afford to get it fixed, but you need it for work, call up your local St. Vincent de Paul's. They also deal with medical care. They have free clinics. They have a food bank program. Most churches in a community have got some kind of a food bank program going on. And there's also the Sisters of Charity. I mean, there's all kinds of places. Find the way to make it work, okay, because you have to take care of you. And this is not a time to be worried about your pride. This is a time to take care of yourself. So figure out what it is that you need. I mean, I've given to food banks for years. Years and years. I've never kept track of it. I don't take it off on taxes or anything like that. You know, it doesn't matter to me because I will go and I'll shop the sales and I'll get like a case of something. Or, you know, I gave away, gosh, a truckload full of the 5-gallon bomberines of dried beans and everything, beans and rice and, you know, fruits and vegetables and all that kind of stuff, because it was nearing the expiration date. I gave all that stuff to the Sisters of Charity, who feed the masses. Now, maybe it's not the top quality food, but it's still food. And there are plenty of people now that are giving. You have to start something in your communities. You have to get together as a community to help each other. Because I'm here to tell you, the government is not going to come in and save you. The government's trying to lock you down. There are people who are starting their own currency exchange, and bartering is coming out again. Now, the IRS hates that. They absolutely hate it. So they impose all kinds of fines and restrictions on people for bartering unless you do it exactly the way they want you to, which means that you tell them how much it's going to be. And, you know, how much you're actually getting by this bartering. And you know the way I feel about that? Screw them. Do the bartering yourself with your community of people who are going to help each other. We have had too many abuses for too long, not just our government, but all the governments of the world pretty much have abused their citizens. Now, in America, it's not supposed to be that way. We were born to be free. And we came that way through conflict. Basically, we kicked their butts and kicked them out of the country. And so what have we got? The same damn system that they had over there that our ancestors escaped from. This is unacceptable, folks. It's absolutely unacceptable. But it's come down to us now to do something about it. So what are we going to do? You know, this is the time when people have got to start paying attention and have got to look at themselves and say, what do I have to do to survive? And so if you have to move, move. If you have to go to the food bank, go to the food bank. If you have to go to a church system to get your car fixed, do it. Or you can trade services with people who do whatever it is that you need. You can go to freecycle.com where everybody trades things. There's no money exchanged except in, you know, strange instances. Like if somebody says, I really need a massage for $30, somebody will go, okay, I'll give you a massage for $30. So what you want to do then is figure out how it's going to work for you. Okay? But if you go to freecycle.com, I think it's .com, if not, try .org. But it's called Freecycle, and there are regional Freecycles. Like there's one in Sedona that's fabulous. They're all over the country. Basically what you do is somebody is a group moderator, and they take requests and everything else. So you've got like wanted, offer, trade, taken, you know, whatever. People have wish lists, you know. Usually what you're doing is you're getting rid of things that you no longer need. Or you'll trade. I just traded some sewing lessons for a massage. Because somebody said, I really need some help sewing. I've got this costume that I want to make. And I thought, shoot, I used to sew tons of stuff. So I did that. And she was willing to trade a massage for that. So in the meanwhile, I got to meet someone who was a wonderful person. And, you know, we had a really interesting time talking about spiritual matters. Who knew? And she had been sitting there praying and asking for information about something. And I showed up and I had exactly the information that she needed. That's what we need to do more of. So if you look around, you know, and if you have questions, drop me a line. You guys, you can always email me and I will always answer you. If you don't get an answer back from me within a week, you need to email me again because I didn't get it. Okay? But please do drop me a line. And I will be more than happy to shoot you some ideas. Because I know there's a lot of stuff going on right now. In fact, we had a currency alliance person who came here a couple months ago and started setting up a currency alliance where everybody comes in and buys, you know, so many bills. We make up our own bills. And they buy so many. And then they get to trade them within the community with other people. So, like, I could go in, because I'm a doctor, say I said, okay, I need $500 worth. So they start you off with something. And so you go, okay, great. Well, I could trade those $500 in community currency to the car mechanic who's in the thing, to the gas station, to the grocery store, to psychics, to massage people, whatever. It's whoever is in the alliance. And so that's starting to pop up all over the country right now because people are damn sick and tired of the IRS and their nonsense and the government. So I think you're going to be seeing a heck of a lot more of that. So don't lose hope, okay? Everybody that's listening to this, hope is a really important commodity. And as Einstein said, it is impossible to solve a problem that was created at one level from the same level. You have to go up a level. So do it. Go up a level. Look at it with a completely different perspective and start thinking about what works for you. If you need food, what works for you? Do you have a neighbor you could trade something for? You know, who knows? Can you go to the food bank? Can you put something put something in Freecycle? Does anybody have some extra veggies that they're giving away because I'm hungry. I need some food. And I'll trade you, you know, whatever. What is it that you're looking for? Maybe I have something I can trade. So the farmer's market concept is really starting to come back. And barter is definitely at the top of a lot of people's lists right now. Whatever your skill is, you can trade that. So, Dom, what I would say to you is, what's your skill? You know, you can draw. That's pretty cool. So, you know, you've got stuff on your website. You could go to a place like, and I'm pretty sure there's free cycles over in Europe too, but or the equivalent, or like Craigslist, or you know, the equivalent of that. But just say, hey, you know, I do these drawings. Would you like me to do a drawing of you? Or would you like me to make you a copy of this? You know, I don't know. Whatever it is that you have to trade, everybody's got something. And here's an idea for you, too. For people that are bedridden, you could trade prayers. Now, let me ask you something. Let's get serious here a minute about this. If you are bedridden, or say, you know, you're disabled, you don't have a car, you can't get down to the grocery store. If somebody would come and pick you up once a week and take you to the grocery store or go shopping for you, and they said, well, I don't really need anything in trade, but you said, may I pray for you? Or may I think good thoughts about you? Or may I collect some jokes for you from the internet or do some research for you? You could do things like that. So it's real important to, first of all, take inventory of who you are. And we all have talents and abilities, and we can all help somebody. There is not a single person on this earth that is incapable of helping somebody. Even babies help people. They help people with a smile. They help people by connecting them more to the spirit of all that is, that we forget. Little kids remember up to usually about age 3, and then after that they forget. So everybody has something they can do to help someone else. Think about what you can offer. Make a list if you have to, and then attach your list. You know, look up Chicago Free Cycle. You know, or look up London Free Cycle, you know, whatever. You know, I've gotten some pretty interesting trades going on with Free Cycle here. You know, I had 2 truck tires that had a couple thousand miles left of tread on them. And I'm sitting in the back of my truck and I said, maybe somebody could use that. You know, it's not something you'd want to travel on for a long way, but if you have completely bald tires, being able to get 3 to 5,000 miles out of a couple more tires would really help if you can't afford those tires yet. So I put that in Free Cycle. Somebody called me up, came over and got them. And that's the other thing. You have to go pick up whatever it is. I was looking for a yogurt maker. I said, wanted, yogurt maker. If you have one you're not using, please let me know. I got a phone call. Come by such a place. Here you go. I'll leave it outside the door. Great. Ran over there, I picked it up. I had a desk that I didn't want, and I was trying to move it, and it started to kind of come apart. You know, it's one of those do-it-yourself desks, you know, with the cotter pins and all that. I said, oh, my God, I just don't even want to have to deal with this. I put that in the Free Cycle thing. Somebody came and picked that up. So it's that type of stuff. Somebody else had needed to borrow a Mac cord because hers had kind of self-destructed. And she had some projects she had to do. She had ordered one, but she couldn't wait. She had to do these projects, so she put it in the Free Cycle. Does anybody have a cord for a Power Mac that I could borrow? I just happened to have a spare one. So she came over and picked it up. That did her pretty well until she got her own cord. So this is the kind of stuff that happens. You know, you don't have to be, you don't have to be a professional. What I'm saying is look to what you can do to help each other. Because the time is coming when that's the only way people are going to survive. And I'm sorry to give you that kind of a bummer, you know, or a downer right now, but that's the truth. So you have to start forming your communities. And if you don't like the community you're in, move. I mean, that's really all there is to it. If you're not getting what you need there, it's time to get out. So the question is, what is it you really need? So there's a lot of things. I mean, just make a list. And when you're doing your trades, you can offer something. You know, if you're used to working on a computer, to people you can help teach them how to use the computer. You know, like if I was looking for some mechanic work, I could type into the Free Cycle, I really need some mechanic work for my old truck. And I think it's X, Y, and Z. Here's what I have to trade. And somebody could then either offer it to me for free, or they could say, you know what, I need some acupuncture. You know, and if you're willing to give me 3 treatments of acupuncture, I'll come over and fix your truck. So that's how that works. You know, and, you know, like I don't normally sew anymore, but when this woman said she needed help with sewing lessons, I went, well, heck, I could do that. It doesn't have to be something that you do right now. It could be something that you know how to do. Knowledge is really important. This is why our grandparents all said, go to college, get your knowledge. And people are all, you know, talking about, oh, you know, it's not doing me any good. I don't have a job. I'm not making $30 an hour. All right. Figure out what is going to help. You know, if you're making 30 bucks an hour, the IRS wants at least 12, sometimes more. But if you're trading free things, I think you're ahead of the game. That's just kind of the way I think, you know. So anyway, think about that. Okay. Yes, and staying out of the way of your friends sometimes is a good thing to do, Dominic. That's what I do with my mother. You know, she's always trying to get in there and help, and I go, oh, please, just get the heck out of the way, will you? Because, you know, if you're doing something that, you know, somebody that's frail is trying to help you, all they do is just make more problems. So it's time to get them out of the way. So, you know, I'm talking about a lot of this, you know, with tongue-in-cheek. But basically, really, start thinking about this community thing, please. It's really vitally important. And I'm here to tell you that the silent majority had better wake the hell up and stop being silent now. Because the longer you're silent, the more problems we're going to have. So it's really important for people to speak the truth and to not let the nasty people get away with it, okay? So we're just going to have to, deal with it, you know, the stuff that we've allowed to happen. All right, so let's talk about the throat chakra a little bit before we do the meditation. The throat chakra is at the center of the throat. So it's kind of by that little bump we call the Adam's apple. And the throat chakra is about our creativity and our ability to communicate. It's normally seen as blue. Sometimes it's kind of gray. I see it most of the time as like a royal blue. And there's lots of different things it's involved with. The Sanskrit books talk about how the throat chakra is about purification. The symbol of the throat chakra is the chalice. And for those of you that are, you know, aware of the chakra petals, the throat chakra has 16. Now, it's all about I speak and am heard. With the throat chakra, we're seeking communication, both to us, into our truth, and from us. The sense that goes with it is hearing. And if you really want to kind of clear the throat chakra and be able to do a few more things, then you need sage and eucalyptus. Especially if your truth is getting shut down, make sure you use eucalyptus. Sage will clear you. Eucalyptus prevents the emanations from other people affecting you. And for those of you that are healers, if you put the eucalyptus in your palms, you know, rub it on your palms and on the backs of your hands too. When you anoint your chakras, it's not only the front chakra you need to do, it's the back chakra also. So do front and back. Always do pairs. But you can put them in all your chakras. I used to do this when I did home health nursing, because I was in and out of people's houses and, you know, had to shake people's hands and all that kind of stuff. So I carried a bottle of eucalyptus oil, essential oil, with me, and it helped quite a bit. The incense associated with throat chakra is benzoin and frankincense. Gemstones, and listen to this one carefully, think about the Native Americans who are always associated with speaking truth. So the gemstones are aquamarine, turquoise, tourmaline, and chalcedony. Turquoise and chalcedony are common stones in the desert, especially in Arizona. So that can help. The metal is mercury, and the planets are Mercury and Neptune. The astrological signs associated with the throat chakra are Gemini and Virgo. And the power of the throat chakra is creativity. Also, this has to do with commitment to higher goals and communication with one another. Physical symptoms of a chakra imbalance can be a weak voice, thyroid imbalance, hearing problems, sore throat, TMJ, laryngitis, gingivitis, and colds. So if you're getting a lot of those, you need to look at, you know, where is your truth being stopped? And then as far as emotions go, if you have problems communicating, if you're shy, if you're too full of ego, if you're mousy, if you're emotional or disempowered, those are all symptoms of an unbalanced fifth chakra. Now, the way that you use therapy on your fifth chakra is by singing and chanting, humming, toning, overtone chants, and so, yeah, sometimes you got to do the primal scream too. You know, make sure you're out someplace where nobody's going to hear you, or in a padded room, or put a pillow over your mouth before you scream. But basically, you know, you got to let the energy out. If you don't let the energy out, it's going to get blocked and things are going to happen that are not pleasant. Now, if you want to experience the nature with your throat chakra to help heal it, that would be anything blue, basically. Blue sky, blue ocean, you know, anything like that, big blue rock. You know, you really want to be able to connect and move things through. Okay. Now, the next thing with the throat chakra, I bet you didn't know that there are certain foods that are known to help the throat chakra. So, of course, you want high-quality foods, you know. That would be nice. One of the most important things most people know about is iodine, because the throat chakra is also associated with your thyroid function. And here in the United States and in most of industrialized nations, we have an iodine deficiency that's really serious. This is why you see so many overweight people in the developed nations, because we are taking showers and swimming and bathing in chlorine. We are eating things that have chlorine in them. We're drinking sodas, and that has bromine in it, usually. Bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. Oh, yeah, and we're brushing our teeth with fluoride. So those three halogenated metals are the problems. So it's bromine, chlorine, and fluorine, or bromide, chloride, fluoride. Okay, those things are causing the problem. They're creating an iodine deficiency. So you need to get kelp or any kind of sea plant as much as you can, unless you have an overactive thyroid, in which case that needs to be medically treated. Underactive thyroid is pretty easy to treat with kelp most of the time. And the foods associated with throat chakra are juicy things, soups, sauces, juices, fruits. And it's all about lubrication. And if you think about getting things out of your throat, it's very difficult to talk if your throat seizes up, as I just proved a little bit earlier in the show. You know, all of a sudden I went, good thing I had my glass of water here. So if we start treating ourselves with more kindness and letting our truth out, we'll have less problems with the throat. Stands to reason, doesn't it? So I hope that that's helped you a little bit with how to take care of that. And the other thing is, you got to get your truth out, people. It's time to open your mouth and speak. Okay? Don't be silent anymore. Of course, be careful how you speak, you know, so you can avoid jail or being killed. But you can do that. I mean, you really can. You can say a lot of things, especially in the U.S. You know, it's part of our Constitution, which they keep trying to get rid of. But you know, the truth will out. It has to. As soon as Pluto really came into such heavy prominence this last year, that's when you started seeing all the stuff that the government has been doing wrong. That's when you start seeing the greedy people being exposed and things like that. It has to do with Pluto. And Pluto's all about, you know, legalities and bringing things to right. And it will bring the truth out. So this is the best time for us to open our mouths and say, hello, you are not going to do the things you're trying to do to us. We need a complete overwrite of our monetary system. We need a complete overwrite of our political system, really. And, you know, it's up to us. Nobody's going to come along and save us from it. We have to do it. And we either stand up and speak now, or we may never be able to speak again. So think about that. Think about what you can do in your own community. Okay. What I want to do is play something for you while I take you through this meditation. So get yourselves in a comfortable space. If you are driving listening to this, turn it off and, you know, pick it up later when you're not driving. If you have candles going, I suggest that you put them out or put them in the sink or something, because when you go into meditation, sometimes you go into such bliss, you might not come back in time. So let's make sure you're safe, okay? Wherever you are, make sure that you're safe. And get yourself ready. Get comfortable. And take a nice, deep breath. And blow it out. Now take another nice deep breath all the way down to your tummy and let it fall gently out of your body, taking any cares and tensions with it. And another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes and let the exhale fall gently out of your body. And continue to breathe slow and deep. And just allow things to happen. Just start to bring your consciousness very gently down from your head. Bring it down now to your heart. Feel in the center of your heart a brilliant golden white light. And it's rolling and sparkling. It's so gentle and so lovely. It's as if somebody gave you a big teddy bear hug and made you giggle. And now allow that energy to very gently twirl upwards right to your throat. And let it play gently in your throat area, winding in and out and around. Beautiful golden sparkling light. It's like the lovable hug of your favorite person in the world or beyond. Let that brilliant golden energy come through. Allow it now to expand in your throat. And as it does, see that it's rooting out any dark energy. Anything negative at all is just coming out and being dissolved. It's actually disappearing. Continue with your slow, deep breathing. And allow that golden white light to expand. And see that your entire neck is filled with this golden white light. And it's becoming more and more brilliant by the moment. Take a deep breath and push it through the throat chakra, seeing that golden white light go into every little nook and cranny and root out any darkness that's left. This light will dissolve all obstacles. And now see at the very center of your throat chakra a brilliant blue light. And this blue light starts out to be just a normal blue and turns into a most beautiful sky blue or a royal blue, an intense blue. And see it now more clearly in the center of this golden white light. And it's growing with each breath. See it getting even bigger now. Take a deep breath and push it all the way throughout your neck until your entire neck is glowing this beautiful blue. And now, with the golden light that's still there behind the blue, let that golden white light twirl and rise right up to your third eye chakra in the center of your forehead and in the very center of your head. And see that brilliant golden light completely energizing and completely dissolving any negative energies. Any darkness now is dissipated. And now see the color of the chakra of your third eye. Whether it's indigo or white, gold or silver, lavender, whatever color it may be, see that color coming up now from the center of the golden white light and becoming more brilliant with every moment. And notice now that that golden white light connects your third eye with your throat, with your heart chakra. And now take the golden white light and let it twirl up even more and go out the top of your head. And the light winds and twirls and completely illuminates your crown chakra with a brilliant golden white. The entire top of your head is blazing white light. And you see now that this golden white light continues to twirl and rise. And it goes right up to your highest self. And connects with the most wonderful sound. And you can hear the love and the energy as it goes up and down these lines between you and your highest self. And now you see that the line of communication from your highest self is going even beyond your heart chakra, going all the way down your spine and illuminating your solar plexus chakra and going down to the dantian below your belly button, illuminating that sacral chakra down to the very, very base of your spine, all the way down to your feet, and even into Mother Earth. And now you are communicating in truth with Mother Earth, for you are a creature of Mother Earth. And with your highest self and the creator of all that is, for you are that also. Now bring your consciousness back very gently to the center of your heart. Allow your heart to speak for you and to speak to you. What is the message for you that comes from your highest self through your heart? Okay. Now make sure that you are completely seated inside your body. Make sure your consciousness is all the way back and that you are centered in your heart. Take a deep breath and start moving around. Move your fingers and toes, move your legs and your arms, open your eyes, grin, give yourself a big old hug, because you know you deserve that. So make sure that you give yourself a really worthwhile hug, okay? And if you're with someone else, give them a big old hug. Make sure that you're totally awake if you have to go someplace. Ground yourself completely. You should be feeling okay because you are grounded to Mother Earth with this. And I hope that you all enjoyed that. I could see there was a lot of muck that was coming out of some throats out there. So I know that you are going to be having some interesting experiences. And just know that you can speak your truth to people without being cruel. Say what you have to say, but temper it with love. Unless, of course, they really need a tongue thrashing. But you know when that time is, and you know when times are that you're just being kind of bitchy, okay? We all have those moments, even men. And sometimes it just feels like our brains are on a little bit too tight, you know? So if that's the case, that's not a good time to be trying to communicate with somebody. That's the time when you should go take a hike or go do something that, you know, releases some of that energy. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, Dominic. It was meant to be refreshing. Interesting stuff, huh? I love doing meditations. And so let's see how you do in the coming weeks. And any time that you are feeling that your throat is blocked, or you're feeling frustrated because what you need to say isn't being heard, do this little exercise. It's a short meditation, takes 10 minutes, 10, 15, and you're done, okay? The more that you do that, the more you will speak your truth. And like I said, right now is the time. So, let me know how that goes, will you? Drop me a line. Let me know what's happening with that. And this program has been brought to you by our wonderful friends at hydrame.com. That's www.hydrame.com. Natural Organic Skin Nutrition. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Night-night.
Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Do do do.